is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking to, and what is your name, ma'am?
Barbara Irwin.
Barbara Irwin. And what was your husband's name?
Richard Lewis Irwin.
Richard Lewis Irwin. So, Barbara, where were you born and what year?
I was born in Pontiac, Michigan, and I was born the 16th day of March of 1942.
So right kind of at the beginning of when everything was breaking loose all over the world for World War II.
Exactly. Matter of fact, the president of the United States at the time was born in Pontiac, Michigan, just happened to be a Democrat, and his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That's right. All right, so when did you end up coming to Indiana?
I didn't come to Indiana until I married a man, my first husband, who happened to be a resident of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. And how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc Church?
Through my second husband, Richard Irwin.
So is he kind of a lifelong, his family was involved, or what's kind of his connection with the church and family?
When he was born back in the 15th day of March of 1927, he was born in St. Joan of Arc's parish. He was born there, and he was buried from there.
Wow, so he was definitely a lifetime. And how many years ago did he pass?
He passed at 5:30 p.m. on April the 20th of the year 2000.
Okay. All right. So you obviously have stayed with the church over the years. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I was, when I was growing up, through the years, I was born in a Protestant family. Matter of fact, it was a Presbyterian. And I am now, through my decision, I am now a convert.
Okay. Well, that's great. So what were some of the things you got involved with as far as maybe committees or helping out with different groups or French Market over the years?
Well, the things that I got involved with was, of course, the first thing I did was become I went to the RCIA program, and then I went through, I think, about 4 weekends of the ladies' Christ Renews His Parish. I went to that experience, and I helped my husband with the lattice work for the French Market. We put a lot of things together, and my husband donated a lot of material for the church as well as the school from Ellis Ayers and company where he worked. And then of course we were married there on the 28th day of December of 1979.
So I also heard your husband helped build a lot of the original booths and also the window displays, well, for French Market, and then the window displays at Ellis Ayers.
Yes, he did. He was a properties manager at Ellis Ayers. He worked there for 45 years, putting in all the displays and all the stores of Ellis Ayers. And also, his specialty was sand land down at Meridian and Washington.
Okay. So you guys got married in what year was it in the church?
1979. And because we had to delay getting married there because I had to go through the Metropolitan Tribunal to have my first marriage annulled so I could be married in the church.
So what was it like the day of, and how many people did you have there, and just kind of what was your view of being inside that church and with all that?
It was a nighttime wedding, and matter of fact, it started at 7 p.m. That was on a Friday. And it was still, the nativity scene inside the church was still intact, and all the Christmas decorations, and the lighting and everything, it was absolutely beautiful. And then, of course, we had a lot of decorations put in there, also a lot of flowers, too.
That's great. So, like over the years, what are some of, besides that, because that's an obviously very important moment, what are some other favorite moments you've had in the church?
Some favorite moments I've had is when Richard and I became parents of two daughters. One was Stephanie Ann Irwin, and she was born the 18th day of May of 1981, and Denise Michelle Irwin was born April the 26th of 1982. And they were altar girls, and we had them baptized there, and we would attended mass as a family all during until he became ill and had to be hospitalized.
Oh, geez. All right. So as far as some of the people that you've always kind of admired for their efforts with the church, who would be a few people you'd get like to give appreciation to?
I like to give appreciation to Carl and Polly Hinn, Alan Model, Molly Seidel, and of course Jim Hinn, Carl's brother, and it was Robert and Ferguson that they helped a lot, and they were just so many people that I got acquainted with through the years, and then there was a Nagy family. I mean, if I could just go on and on about all the beautiful people I met there.
Well, that's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to add, first of all, I want to say that God has blessed me in many, many ways, and one of, I would say, a very important blessing is to be able to come into Jovar, become a member, and function with Richard with the French Market. And another thing, I just feel so fulfilled and so happy in that church. It is such a beautiful church, and the renovation of that church into the interior has made it even more beautiful and magnificent as it could be.
That's great. I think a lot of people are happy with the renovation, but coming up now it's.
And I may add, sir,
Yes.
there has been so many of the priests there, the pastors there, that I have admiration, respect, and love for. And the one that performed Richard and I's marriage ceremony was Donald Lewis Smedlin. That he was the one that performed our marriage ceremony. And then Thomas Murphy was one. And then, of course, the one we have now, Guy Roberts, he came to us from the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, and we had him 3 years before he could be pastor.
Well, yeah, Father Guy's the reason that this is happening from when I got connected with him. I really appreciate your time, and I know the parish will love hearing the history and your involvement and the fact you're able to be married in the church, and that would have been beautiful with having the Christmas decorations, everything still involved.
Yes, and Sean, I mean, this conversation, and this could go on. There are so many things I'd like to share, but I think I have gotten my point across, and I do appreciate being involved with this, and I ask God's blessing to be up over you and anyone that's participating in it.
Thank you very, very much. And just stay on the line. I'm going to close this out, but stay on the line and thank you.